Welcome back. Today we're making a classic jungle style arpeggio that actually pushes the groove forward, and we're going to wrap it inside a DJ-friendly drum and bass structure in Ableton Live 12. This is beginner-focused, stock devices only, and the goal is simple. The arp should feel hypnotic and driving, but it should not fight your drums and bass. In other words, it should create motion and tension without stealing the weight of the drop. All right. Open Ableton Live 12 and let's set the session up correctly first, because this is one of those genres where tiny workflow choices save you big time later. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'm going to pick 172 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now do yourself a favor and organize the project before you get excited. Create four groups: drums, bass, music, and effects. Color code them. It feels like boring admin, but it makes arranging and mixing so much faster, especially once automation starts stacking up. Next, we're going to build the DJ-friendly roadmap. A clean DNB structure that mixes well often goes like this: a 16 or 32 bar intro with minimal bass, then an 8 to 16 bar build, then a 32 bar drop, a 16 bar break, another 32 bar drop with variation, then an outro that strips back for mixing out. Go to Arrangement View. Turn on Fixed Grid and set it to 1 bar so everything snaps in clean phrases. Now add locators so you can think like a DJ and phrase like a producer. Put locators at bar 1, 17, 33, 65, 81, and 113. Don't stress if your final track shifts later. This is just your scaffolding. Before we even touch the arp, we need drums. In drum and bass, the drums are the truth. If the drums don't feel like they're pulling you forward, no synth trick will save it. Create a MIDI track inside your drums group and load a drum rack. Pick jungle-leaning sounds: a tight punchy kick with a short tail, a crisp snare with some body around 200 Hz and snap in the 2 to 5 kHz region, and some hats that can do 16 THS with a little shuffle. If you have a break slice layer, cool, but optional. Now program the basic two-step pattern. In one bar, put the kick on 1.1. Put the snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's the anchor. If your snare doesn't feel like it owns the bar, stop and fix that now. Jungle and DNB live and die on snare confidence. Add 16th note hats, but don't leave them all the same velocity. Vary the velocities a bit so it breathes. This is where the groove starts feeling human without becoming messy. On your drums group, do a quick stock bus chain. Add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to cut useless rumble. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add glue compressor. Keep it gentle. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. You're aiming for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just to make the kit feel like one thing. Then add saturator with light drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy the drums, just give them density. Cool. Now we build the arp. Create a new MIDI track and name it ARP. Drop wave eatable on it. For a starter sound, use oscillator 1 set to basic shapes and choose a saw wave. That's your classic rave slash jungle foundation. Oscillator 2 is optional. If you want a little extra core, blend in a sine or square very quietly, but keep it subtle. Turn on unison, but don't go huge. 2 to 4 voices is plenty, and keep the amount around 10 to 20%. Beginner mistake number 1 is making it massive in stereo right away, and then it turns to mush in the drop. In Waveitables filter, choose LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz for now. We'll automate it later. Add a touch of filter drive if it's available. Just a little, enough to give it some attitude. Now shape the amp envelope so the sound is plucky. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain low, maybe 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're going for a short stab that feels percussive, because a percussive sound becomes a better arpeggio. It creates rhythm, not just pitch. Now let's turn it into the actual arp. Before Waveitable, add the arpeggiator MIDI effect. Optionally add scale too, if you want help staying in key, but you can skip that for now. In arpeggiator, pick a style like up or up down. Set the rate to 1/16, gate around 55 to 70%. Steps around 2 to 4 for a tighter feel. Turn retrigger on so it stays consistent from bar to bar. Now create a MIDI clip, 1 bar loop. Here's the simple trick: don't draw in an arpeggio. Hold a chord, hold a minor chord for the full bar, like F minor, F, Ab, and C. Then arpeggiator will generate the motion for you. Play it with your drum loop. You should already hear that classic rolling hypnotic energy. If it feels too busy, reduce steps or shorten the gait. If it feels too empty, increase steps or try it up down. Now let's add swing, but we're going to do it the smart way. Groove without wrecking the backbeat. Open the groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove. Pick something mild. Apply it to the RP clip around 30 to 60%. You can apply a little to hats too, but keep your snare straight. The snare is the ruler in DNB. If you swing the snare, your track starts feeling like it's tripping over itself, and it becomes harder to mix. If the ARP feels late or sloppy, don't instantly blame your samples. First reduce groove amount, then try lowering gate so notes are shorter. Tight notes often read as fast and clean even at the same rate. Alright, effects chain time. This is where we make it feel bigger without just turning it up. After wave eatable, add EQ8. High pass between 150 and 250 Hz. This is important. Even though it's not a bass sound, the ARP and its effects can fill up low mid space fast. Leave the bass lane open. If the ARP is harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz, because that's often where it fights the snare crack. Now add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 3/16. Try 3/16 for that jungle bounce that feels like it's skipping forward. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the echo, cut lows up to around 300 to 500 Hz, and tame highs above maybe 7 to 10 kHz depending on how bright your sound is. Keep dry/wet modest, like 10 to 25%. In this genre, too much delay turns clarity into fog. Teacher tip. After echo, consider adding another EQ8 and roll off lows again around 200 to 350 Hz. Why? Because wet effects can sneak low mid energy back in even if you high pass the dry synth. This one move keeps your mix dramatically cleaner. Next, add auto filter. Use LP12 mode. We're mainly using this for automation, so the ARP can evolve across sections. Then add saturator. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. You want it to feel a little more forward in the mid range without being louder. Then add utility at the end. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120%. And be careful. Wide can be fun, but wide can also vanish in mono, and clubs can be weird. If you're unsure, stay closer to 100 and get size from movement instead of width. Also use utility to gain stage and make sure you're not clipping. And that's a big theme today. Build the push with rhythm and micro contrast, not constant intensity. If the ARP is full bright and full delay all the time, it stops being exciting. We want little changes every 4 or 8 bars. Now we sidechain the ARP to the kick. This is one of the fastest ways to make room and lock the groove. Add a compressor on the RP track. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick source. Either the kick pad in the drum rack or the kick track if you separated it. Set a ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, if it pumps too obviously, slow the attack a bit, like 5 to 10 milliseconds, and reduce how much it ducks. If your kick starts feeling like it disappears, your release might be too long, so shorten it until the groove breathes naturally. Now we arrange it in a DJ-friendly way. This is where we stop thinking like loop makers and start thinking like someone needs to mix this at 2 a.m., and it needs to be obvious. Intro, bars 1 to 16. Keep it clean. Drums plus a filtered ARP only. No sub bass yet. This is the DJ mixing lane. On the RP auto filter cutoff, start low, maybe 300 to 600 Hz, so it's more like a ghost of the hook. Then gradually open it so by bar 17 you're up around 2 to 5 kHz. This creates a clear lift without changing the chord or adding complexity. A really practical tip here. Keep the first 8 bars extra clean. Just kick, snare, hats, and a hint of ARP. You're basically giving the DJ an easy beat match zone. If you want extra energy, add a simple noise riser. Use operator or analog. Pick noise and sweep an auto filter upward. Keep it subtle. Now the build. Bars 17 to 32. Increase intensity in controlled ways. Here is a favorite. Automate the arpeggiator rate. Stay at 1/16 for most of the build. Then in the last 4 bars, push it to 1/32. That reads as acceleration immediately, even though the harmony didn't change. Also automate echo dry/wet up slightly, like 15% to 25%. Again, micro contrast. We're not redesigning the sound. We're just making it more urgent. At bar 33, add an impact. Even a simple crash or a short hit works. This is a drop marker, and it helps DJs and listeners feel the structure instantly. Drop A, bars 33 to 64. Full drums, full ARP, and now bring in bass, even if it's simple. One key trick: open the ARP filter right on the impact, then settle it slightly darker after a bar or two. That gives you the excitement of the hit, but keeps the groove clean for long blends, pub-friendly, DJ-friendly, and it stops ear fatigue. Break. Bars 65 to 80. Trip the drums back, but don't let the track feel like it stopped. Keep a quiet rhythmic element, maybe the closed hat, a filtered break texture, or the ARP pulsing darker. This keeps the tempo present for dancers and also helps DJs cue. Do a reverb throw on the last snare before bar 81. That means you automate a send to reverb just for that hit, then pull it back. It creates space without washing out the entire section. Drop B, bars 81 to 112. Add a variation, but keep it beginner simple. You can change the chord input progression, like F minor to AB to DB to C, or keep the chords and switch arpeggiator style from up to up down. Or mute the ARP briefly every 8 bars to create breathing room. And here's a super effective upgrade: the density switch. Duplicate your ARP clip. Clip A is normal, rate 1/16, gate around 60%. Clip B is hype, rate 1/32, gate maybe 45-55%. Use clip B only for the last 2 bars of an 8 or 16 bar phrase, like bars 15-16, 31-32, and so on. It sounds like the track is speeding up without you writing a new part. Outro, bar 113 onward. Remove bass first, then simplify drums. Filter the ARP down again so it's easy to mix out. DJs love outros that get out of the way. Now quick mix checks, because this is what separates cool idea from this actually works in a set.